Let's at least go to our second planned lost and found interview today. A mysterious package arrived at the doorstep of a Mr. Andrew Chen. And now Andrew, who's based in Wellington, has embarked on an odyssey to find the rightful owner of the package. He joins me now. Hello there.
Hello, Jesse.
Nice to meet you, Andrew. You first asked Twitter for some help here, and then someone on Twitter said, ask Mulligan, he'll help you out. And I said, yes, sweet as. So tell us the story.
Yeah, sure. I just went outside and looked outside. I was waiting for another package and found this one. It's addressed to Mr. C. Osborne. The address is correct. It's my address. And it says Wellington. It's got the correct postcode. But I'm not Mr. Osborne. There's a customs declaration on the front that says it's a jacket. And it looks like it's come all the way from the UK. So I figured rather than send it back to the UK, because I checked with the post office and they said if I take it back to them, they were just going to send it back to the UK.
Yeah.
I figured if it's someone who's near me, then I might as well go drop it off at their place. Turns out it's been a little bit more difficult than I sort of thought it would be. Mm-hmm. I thought it might just be like a neighbor or something, but I've talked to about five different C. Osbornes in the last 20 hours. heaps of people have said that they know someone called C. Osborne, and they're asking their colleagues and their choir mates and people they play football with. Ended up doing a lot of stuff online, so being through Facebook and LinkedIn, looked at the company's register, looked at the electoral roll, went through the white pages. Someone said I should post on Neighbourly. A real estate agent checked a list of property owners that they have, so it's sort of gone a little bit out of control. And I'm just sort of hoping that the C. Osbornes that the package doesn't belong to aren't getting bombarded by all their friends asking them if they're waiting for a jacket.
Yeah. Well, you're doing the right thing here, Andrew, and we're keen to help. How many C. Osbornes can there be in your postcode?
Yeah, there can't be that many, but haven't found any yet.
The it's addressed to your house, is it?
Yeah, so the address is correct for where I am. Yeah.
Which is what suburb?
Oriental Bay.
Okay, lucky you.
Yeah.
And so it says it's a jacket. Does it look like it's a... Any signs whether it's a kind of a valuable package or an old jacket or what?
Well, the customs declaration says that it's worth £40. So I don't know what that is in New Zealand. I was probably close to 80 or 100 bucks.
Mm.
It certainly feels like a jacket. Nice and puffy.
Yeah.
Probably a winter jacket.
Is there any chance it's like something dodgy? Like, I'm embarrassed to say this, but my flatmate once got sent a jacket from the UK and it had something in the... Well, let me just say that, you know, you don't always know if you can trust packages.
Yeah, well, I hope not. Lots of people on Twitter say that it's probably got drugs in it. But I reckon if I took it to the police, they'd just be like, why are you giving this to us?
we don't want to solve this crime.
Yeah, worst case, I'll just take it back to the post office and I'll send it back to the UK.
Yeah. Are you tempted to open the thing?
I think a lot of people have said that I should. I checked with the post office before and they said that it's mail fraud, so probably best not to. The legislation says that, like, if convicted, you can spend 6 months in prison. I'm sure no judge would actually do that, but, you know, best not to risk it.
Yeah. I mean, who would know, though, if you just did it inside your house with the blinds closed?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see.
You're going to try and
we'll
find
see if
this.
I get that desperate.
Going to try and find this C. Osborne first, though, eh?
Yeah, we'll do our best, and if we can't do it, then, oh well, at least we tried.
Okay. So, Mr. C. Osborne, who may or may not live around Oriental Parade, if you're expecting a jacket from the UK, get in touch with us. We'll put you in touch with Andrew and hopefully do the right thing today. Thanks, Andrew. Nice to chat to you. Anything else you wanted to add?
No. That's all about it. I think, you know, there's been a buttload of people looking for C. Osborne, so hopefully we find him.
Okay. Get in touch with us, 2101.